the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terence fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Shia's second imam, peace be upon him. Accept our condolences on this sad day. Today, Sunday, is the 7th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. The status of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, upon whom be peace, was the second Imam. He and his brother Hussein were the two sons of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Lady Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. He shared in the life of the Prophet for over 7 years, growing up during that time under his loving care. The Prophet used to carry him over his shoulder and say, "O Allah, I love him, so you also love him." Many other sayings of the Prophet have been recorded by historians, both Shia and Sunni, about Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them. Like these sentences, "Whoever loves Hassan and Hussein, he also loves me. Whoever hates these two, he also hates me." Hassan and Hussein are the chiefs of the youth of paradise. "These two children of mine are imams and leaders, no matter whether they rise up against a tyrant or make peace." The verse of purity also included Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them. Many times the Prophet had said, "Hassan and Hussein are my children." Because of these same words, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, would say to his other children, "You are my children, and Hassan and Hussein are the children of the Prophet." Dear brothers and sisters, dear Shia Muslims all around the world, we offer you our condolences on this sad occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with a brief overview of certain aspects of the life and times of the second infallible Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. In the beginning, it must be indicated that unfortunately not much is known about the second infallible Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. It has been because the Umayyad dynasty was intent to, all of them proved intent to conceal the virtues and positive values of the life and times of the second infallible Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. However, according to very authentic records, it's certain that Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba al-Islam was the most pious personality in his lifetime. He was so pious in this regard that he performed Hajj several times on foot. He walked up on the long route from from Medina to Mecca on foot, and sometimes he walked it up barefoot in order to show his utmost respect for the house of God, the Kaaba in Mecca. He was so pious that whenever he remembered death, he would shed tears profusely. Also, whenever he remembered grave and tomb, he shed tears profusely. At the same time, we find that Imam, the second infallible Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, had tearful eyes whenever mentioning the day of resurrection and the day of judgment, and also the moments and the time of moving over the Sirat bridge in the world hereafter. At the same time, it must be indicated that when Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam stood up in order to perform his mandatory prayer, he was trembling with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever he reached the Quranic verse, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O those people who have faith, he paused and said, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. It means, I'm ready for your instructions, for your injunctions. And Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was the most voracious of all people, and he was the most eloquent in his speech in his lifetimes, such that nobody matched him. This isn't strange, because he was the elder son of the first infallible Imam Ali alayhi salam. After his martyrdom, after the martyrdom of the second infallible Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, every Thursday evening, would go to his tomb in order to pay his respect to his elder brother. Thank you.
قرآن و حیدر و زهرا و حسن قرآن و حیدر و زهرا و تسعت المعصومین من
Now in this part, we want to speak a little about his noble character. In human perfection, Imam Hassan was reminiscent of his father and a perfect example of his noble grandfather. In fact, as long as the Prophet Muhammad was alive, he and his brother were always in the company of the Prophet, who even sometimes would carry them on his shoulders. Both Sunni and Shia sources have transmitted this saying of the Holy Prophet concerning Hassan and Hussein. His Holiness, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "These two children of mine are imams, whether they stand up or sit down." Allusion to whether they occupy the external function of caliphate or not. Also, there are many traditions of the Holy Prophet and Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, peace be upon them, concerning the fact that Imam Hassan would gain the function of imamate after his noble father. The Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, was also known for his generosity. On hearing a man praying by the Kaaba to Allah for relieving him of a 10,000 dirham debt, the Imam went home, returned with that money, and gave it to that person. Three times in his life, the Imam divided his entire property and possessions and gave away one half in charity. Accept our condolences on the sad occasion of his martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. Peace be upon him.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Today's a special from IRIB English Radio. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba's martyrdom. In the year 50th AH, Imam Hassan ibn Ali, may peace be upon them, was poisoned and martyred by one of his own wives, who, as has been accounted by historians, had been motivated by Muawiyah. The latter did not want that the caliphate to return back to Imam Ali's family. He wanted to remove all the obstacles from the way of his own son, Yazid, to inherit the kingdom. The Umayyads, against all the high principles of Islam and humanity, forcefully and violently barred the Banu Hashim from burying Imam Hassan next to his grandfather's grave. He was finally buried in Jannatul Baqi in Medina. Imam Hassan's patience and forbearance is even acknowledged by his enemies. Marwan ibn Hakam, Muawiyah's governor in Medina, who always persecuted the Imam, participated in the latter's funeral. Imam Hussein said, "While my brother was alive, you tried your best to oppose him and fight against him, and now you are showing up in his funeral." Marwan said, "Whatever I did to a person whose forbearance was stronger than this mountain," while pointing towards a mountain outside Medina.
The enemies of Allah until today, they fight against Imam al-Hasan and the Nur of Allah. Look at his grave in Baqi'. Until today, Allah says they want to shut off the Nur of Allah. Yiduna, they want that they turn off Nur Allah. Bi'afwahihim, with their tongues, but not only with their tongues, even with their actions. They think that by demolishing the grave, the shrines of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba and the Imams in Baqi' alayhim as-salam and Ummul Baneen alayhi as-salam, they will demolish the dhikr of Ahlul Bayt. La wallah. La wallah. Like Zainab said to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, "Do whatever you want, ya Yazid. By God, you will not stop people from remembering us. And you will not stop the revelation and the wahi of Allah, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." But Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan wanted to turn the Nur of Allah off. And he gave him poison through his wife, Ju'dah. Ju'dah was given a poison, a special poison that Muawiyah got from the Roman Caesar. He told him, "I want a poison that would dissolve the organs inside the body." Subhanallah. Look at the hatred. So he gave him poison. He brought Ju'dah, the wife of Imam al-Hasan, and he told her, "You give this poison to Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, and I will give you money, and I will make you marry my son Yazid." And unfortunately, she sold her akhirah. She sold the love of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, for the pleasure of Yazid and Muawiyah, for the love of dunya. Wal-iyadu billah. And when she did what she did, he told her, "I will not give my son to you." Subhanallah. So she lost dunya and akhirah. Unfortunately, she gave the poison to al-Imam al-Mujtaba salamullahi alayhi. And Imam started feeling the pain of the poison.
Dear brothers and sisters, on the sad occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, we close this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And please accept our condolences on this day. Fi amanillah.
Ya Aba Muhammad, Ya Hassan ibn Ali, أيها المجتبى يا ابن رسول الله
يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفانا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder upon a beautiful statement from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Beware of the flight of blessings, for nothing that runs away is returned.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners, because today, according to some narrations, which are albeit weak narrations, today is perhaps the martyrdom of the second Imam of the household of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam. Imam Hassan was the second Imam from amongst the Aimma of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And many things have been narrated regarding his innumerable virtues. According to one narration, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam says, "Verily, Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib was the best worshipper of his time, the most abstemious and the best of them all. Whenever he went for Hajj, he went on foot. In the past, when means of transportation were very limited, a lot of people went on the Hajj on the backs of mounts, such as horses, very often camels, but very rarely people would go on foot. Imam Hassan alayhi salam, from a monetary point of view, there was nothing that could prevent him from, you know, hiring some camels, renting them, or buying them and then traveling to the Hajj on the camel, but he went on foot and walked there, which is a virtue and which is a very amazing. And sometimes even barefooted. This is very interesting. That, you know, sometimes he even did not wear shoes and he walked there barefooted. وَرُبَّمَا مَشَى حَافِيًا barefooted. When he remembered death, he cried. He would cry when he remembered death. When he remembered the grave, he would cry. When he was reminded of the Day of Judgment and the Resurrection, he cried. These are all the waypoints of the hereafter, the mawaqif, the grave, death, then the grave, the Day of Judgment, the Resurrection, then the Day of Judgment. When he was reminded of the crossing over the bridge outstretched over hell, he cried. This is another one of the mawaqif, or the stopping points in the hereafter, when human beings cross over the bridge going towards heaven. When he was reminded of the great exposure before Allah, exalted be his remembrance, he would gasp in such a way that he would faint. And when he stood for his prayers, his limbs trembled before his Lord. When he was reminded of paradise and the fire, he was greatly disturbed, as if bitten by a snake, and asked Allah for paradise, and sought refuge in him from the fire." And these are some of the virtues of the second Imam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Once again, we would like to offer our condolences to our listeners on this day, which is perhaps the martyrdom of Imam Hassan. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Let's inshallah continue reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. We will continue inshallah, and once again we'll recite this ayah, this ayat. And the thing that we will focus on is to practice the rules of tajweed with these lessons, okay? With this ayat of the Quran Karim. So, Brother Ali Nasir, Fawad, and Hussein Musa, ready inshallah to go and recite the surah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, I'm asking Ali Nasir to recite this ayah loudly. Go on. Let's see, does he apply the rules or not?
أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Was there any rule he applied correctly or no? There were some rules, but he applied. But were they correctly applied or no?
Yes.
He recited.
So the math
counts.
Was correct.
أولئك.
Yeah, the math was correct. Okay.
Six counts.
من ربهم.
Mm-hmm. There was one thing you didn't apply.
Waqf?
No.
Hudam.
Idgham.
Hudam.
Yeah. Hudam.
Yeah, I have a doubt.
Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. Is the mad of ulaika mad wajib muttasil or mad jaiz munfasil?
Wajib.
Wajib muttasil.
Why?
Because it's in the same word.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no hamza.
Also hamza are in the same word.
There's a hamza.
So, ulai. Ulai is one word. Means they.
In hudam, there's two idgham.
Yeah, two idgham. One is with gunna, but the other one is without gunna.
Uh-huh.
Hudam with gunna.
Yeah.
Mir rabbihim without gunna. Okay, like identifying that whether it is wajib muttasil and jaiz munfasil, it was difficult for me as well at the beginning, but alhamdulillah I learned it.
Yeah.
So ulaika ala hudam mir rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. So what about muflihun? Why do we have to stretch this out?
Because of Ghamma, it is...
No, was a reason.
Waw.
Huh?
Because of Waw?
Because of... So it is Waw Maddi, so
yeah.
You don't need to stretch that long. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Two counts.
Huh, yes.
Why we should stretch it more than two?
Because there is Ghamma in the previous letter.
Of course, it is... No. I'm not... That is waw maddi. Waw maddi means the red of dhamma and plus waw sakin.
Yes.
That's it. So okay. So how do you stretch this? How long?
This rule.
Two counts, yes?
Muflihun.
That's enough. Hoon. Two counts. Muflihun. Enough. Why muflihun?
It is.
Wa ulainka humul muflihun.
No, it is related for the waqf. We learned there.
What was the name of this mad?
Mad?
Mad Waqf.
No.
Oh, it kind of... Mad Waqf, it is. Kind of Mad Waqf. Madul Arid.
Bissukun.
Lissukun.
Yes.
It is a mad because of stopping.
Yes.
So if you connect this ayah to the next ayah, Muflihuna, two counts.
Yeah.
Natural.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
But if you do not stop, I mean, if you stop here and do not connect it, so here, mad tabi'i will be changed to a longer mad for four counts,
four
or
counts.
Five counts, or six counts. Right?
Yes.
That's it. Next ayah, inshallah.
Innal ladhina kafaru sawa'un 'alayhim a'anzartahum am lam tunzirhum la yu'minun.
Allahu Akbar, mashallah. So,
Allah, Allah.
Did he apply the rules correctly or no? What do you think, Ali Nasir? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, good. How about Fawad? Fawad, did he apply the rules correctly or no?
I think he had a problem on anzar.
What was the problem?
Anzar, he said.
He said zar? Okay, zar.
No. So you are asking only for the rules or also the pronunciation?
Oh. Anything,
totally.
Rules of tajweed, any rules.
So, anzar.
Did you say that?
No.
No. It is because Fawad always, okay, pronounces zal as za. That's why he just...
Speciability.
He thought he had the same mistake. Okay, no. That was correct?
You say.
Totally,
you say.
The rules were correct.
That's what I had in my mind.
The only ra and the ra. Ra, yeah, it has to be heavily pronounced.
I said there's
why?
A problem.
Why? Because there is...
Anzartahum.
There is...
Fatha before it.
So, I said there's a problem in Anzartahum.
Exactly the problem. You said zar.
I meant it right.
Yeah, you're right. So, you have to reset this way. That was correct. Totally correct. The other parts, okay? Only this one. Mashallah. It means you have learned the tajweed rules, alhamdulillah, correct.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
أأنذر ذر heavy تنذر light okay.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So, mashallah, let's listen to Fawad. Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim. Continue. Oh, wait. Let's go on for the rules here. Inna, we have... What rule is applied in inna?
Idgham, mithlain.
Mithlain, and also it's because noon sakin we have.
Tashdeed.
Plus noon, idgham.
Yep.
Idgham with gunna.
Yeah.
So, inna alladhina kafaru sawa'a. Okay, the mad of sawa'a. The mad of sawa'a. Is it... What type of mad is it?
Wajib. Muttasil.
Why?
Because Hamza is
Hamza and Mad are in the same word. Okay. Harf Mad. And also the reason for the Mad. Alif. Okay. The stretching sound. They are in the same word. Okay. Anzartahum. Nun sakin plus. Dal. Is it إظهار or إدغام فوال. إظهار or
إخفاء.
إخفاء ما شاء الله. Yes, rest of the letters. تنذرهم علي ناصر. Is it إخفاء or إدغام؟ إخفاء.
إخفاء.
إخفاء ما شاء الله. Okay. See, I'm trying to misguide you. Okay, go on. فوال حيدر. ختم الله.
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب أزيم.
Okay, thank you. Now, did he apply the rules correctly or not?
Yes.
There were some mistakes, right?
Yes.
He tried his best, but
no, he didn't get. My...
okay, you didn't pay attention to some rules.
Yeah, now let's take a look. Maybe intentionally he
for a long distance. Okay. So go on. That's right. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة. When we stop the harakat, whatever.
I said غشاوة.
Yeah, whatever the harakat is changes to sukun. MashaAllah, Fawad Haider. But the letter ta, well, ta marbuta will be changed to. Ha, غشاوة.
No, that's not time. I would eat that much.
Please. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. So let's recite this ayah, inshallah, and finish this session. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ
خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ
وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ
وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة
ولهم عذاب عظيم
ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Make sure you do not pronounce that has so kind of clearly. غشاوة. No, don't need to release breath, okay? For example, this way. وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة. Simple, not long ha sound, okay? صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished this session. We had a quick review on the Tajweed rules. Alhamdulillah, I hope these sessions were beneficial for you. Inshallah, we will have a practical recitation and reading, inshallah. We'll apply, inshallah, we'll try to recite the verses of the Holy Quran and apply each and every single rule that we have learned so far in this class, in the level 3 of our Quranic classes, the Tajweed rules. So make sure you stay with us, inshallah, and join us again, because that session is going to be a very important session. So learning is one thing, practicing and applying the rules, the studies, the teachings is the most important part. So stay with us, inshallah. We'll see you in the next coming session. Thank you so much for being with us in this long journey. Thanks for accompanying us. Brother Hussein Ruhullah, thank you so much. Brother Fawad Haider, thank you so much. And Ali Nasir. So, thank you so much. Thanks to all the friends who helped us hold this kind of sessions. Thanks to, special thanks goes to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن
والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
When your horse returns to our camp riderless,
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. We translated the word al, which appears twice in this verse, as a tribe and clan, and that is the collection of people having common attributes, in this case, common ancestors or common fraternity, etc. And in order to get to know the true meaning of al-Ziyad and al-Marwan, we had to first introduce who Ziyad and who Marwan is. We introduced Ziyad a little bit in the previous episode. He is called usually in history records as Ziyad ibn Abi, this Ziyad the son of his father, and also Ibn Sumayya, Ziyad ibn Sumayya, by the name of his mother. This Ziyad is also the first one to openly announce and begin vilification of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the cities of Basra and Kufa. Anyway, we came to understand earlier that Al refers to a number of people whose lineage or title or path or religion returns to one person, and that is why it is next to him. So all those who were united with the path of Ziyad, or who are still in the path of Ziyad, those all bear the same spirit of hatred against the Ahlul Bayt. And these are the ones from his all, and hence worthy of being cursed and being called upon, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ مَرْوَانٍ. So time or place cannot limit the true meaning of this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura, neither they can limit the Al of Ziyad, because Al of Ziyad does not necessarily mean that the ones who are from his origin. Anyone who believes in his path and who claims to believe in that path and what he did in the history, those are all deserving to be called لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ. They are all within this al. So if, therefore, one observes that a particular ruler in the contemporary world adopts a path similar to that of Ziyad, he must not doubt that he is from al of Ziyad. That is the true meaning of this لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ.
We people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, in this episode, we came to understand Al-Ziyad in a more profound way. Al-Ziyad is not just those who have the common lineage, also the ones who have the common religion and belief can be called Al-Ziyad. And the equation is quite simple. The human being, as we came to understand in the previous episodes as we discussed, is tantamount to his thoughts and beliefs, what he likes and what he dislikes, his words and deeds. So, if anyone claims to be an Islamic leader of a certain part of the Muslim world, but carries out atrocities against the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, just exactly as did the likes of Ziyad throughout the history, he is the embodiment, he is the manifestation of Ziyad, and therefore, from among Al-Ziyad he is. If you are familiar with the history books, with what history tells us, Salah ad-Din Ayyubi, as history reveals, is one of the examples of characters of Ziyad, I assume. During his time, he is reported to have killed many Shias. Among the things he did against the Shias is the fact that he usurped the wealth, property, the houses of Fatimiyun, the Shias who used to live in Egypt and North Africa, and he gave their wealth to his people and tribe. He was the one whom removed Shi'i judges and replaced them with other ones. He removed Hayya ala khayr al-amal from the call to prayer, or what we know as Adhan. He prohibited the Shia school of thought and made Maliki and Shafi'i schools of thought to prevail. And he didn't stop there. He would spill the blood of those who refused to accept the schools of thought he believed in. He imprisoned the children of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Egypt. He separated between their men and women so that Imam's progeny becomes extinct. Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Mughniyeh, in his book called Shia wal Hakimun, says, he, Salah ad-Din, imprisoned the remaining Al-Alawiyun, the descendants of Imam Ali alayhi salam, in Egypt. He separated their men from their women so that they would not procreate. And these are only parts of what he did based on what history reveals. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح من برا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamati.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear listeners, sisters and brothers Welcome to Youth Station This is IRB English Radio Once more, I have the honor to be your host And here with me, I have Bita, my dear friend السلام عليكم Bita
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I am Bita and I'm really honored to be here to talk to you about our topic
Of course, it's a pleasure to meet you here What are you studying?
Actually, this year I passed the university entrance examination.
So wish you luck.
Yes, thank
How
you.
How was it?
It was good. I could be accepted in my favorite university.
Which is?
Which is the University of Iran in Tehran. And I want to study medicine, actually.
So, yeah. That's very great.
Thank you very much. It was always my favorite major to study.
You must have been a very assiduous girl.
It was really difficult. It was a kind of long road to achieve this achievement, actually. But I'm really happy to stay here and to have the honor to cure people. And one day I will give life to other people.
Yeah.
It is physically.
That's the goal of all the students who study science.
Yeah.
That's their goal, to help people and find cures.
But it's not a cliche for me.
Of course. Yeah. Of